The police have arrested about 75 motorbike riders for various traffic offences. The arrest followed two separate operations by the police at various places to reach the city of Indiscipline. The operation at NEMA was led by the Director General of Research and Planning, COP Rose Bill Atenga, while the other at the National Theatre was led by the Director General of Technical, COP Frank Eduopoku. Here's a report by Lelena Obing and Sharon Asma.
As at the time of filing this report, 35 motorbike riders were arrested at the National Theatre and 40 others at NEMA. According to the police, the operation has become necessary because of the persistent violation of traffic rules and regulations by motor riders. The Director General Technical at the Police Headquarters, COP Frank Eduopoku, led the team at the National Theatre.
Ghana is gradually becoming ungovernable in respect of traffic management. Over the years, we see that when motorists, especially motor riders, get to intersections, they just go through the red light. I've been to other African countries, especially Burkina Faso. Even bicycle riders, they get to intersections, they do it. I'm even told that in Tamale, they do it. So why not in the capital city? So the administration decided that we need to go ourselves and then send a message. We are all involved to send a message to the people that we can't do it and go scot-free. Now we have put so many measures in place, and we believe that with this maiden action that we are taking to go down to the men and to the public, we have done enough for education. We believe that this is the time is now, action is now. We are going to station our motor riders at vantage points so that if you cross it, they can chase you and have you arrested. Our prosecutors are ready. Anytime that we get them there, they are going to be prosecuted.
The Director General of Research and Planning, COP Rose B. O. Atenga, who led the team at NEMA, said the operation will be extended to other parts of the city in particular and all over the country.
Everybody should be law-abiding. It's not only the cars, because the motorists too have to observe the rules and regulations that go into their trade. And this is not going to be a nine-day wonder. They have decided not to abide by the regulations. So we have arrested them. We'll check and see whether they have riding license. We'll make sure that their motors are roadworthy. Make sure that their motors have been insured. We'll check all that. And then those who fall, they'll be processed for. Others decide not to observe the traffic lights. Others, we believe, do not even have the riding license. We'll be here for quite a bit. We wouldn't tell you where will be the next stop.
According to the police, their greatest challenge now is how to overcome the use of motorbikes for commercial purposes. Okada, as it is known, is gradually becoming popular in almost every part of the country because of the terrible traffic situation in the urban centers and the poor nature of roads in the rural areas.